Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Jimmy bringing us back from the Watchtower. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Andrea Nirenberg is our guest. She's the author of Million Dollar Networking, Nonstop Networking, Savvy Networking. You kind of get the picture of what she's got going on here. We're talking about networking. She's off one of our favorites. She's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Andrea, thanks again for being here. Andrea, I have a little thing that I've been doing a long time that I gave a name many years ago, and I called it a worker bee. You know, a worker bee never stops working. A worker bee is always delivering, is always performing. And I used to call proposals a worker bee, because I'd give somebody a proposal, and even if they didn't buy from me then, I made sure that it was in writing on paper, because they would probably keep it. And it would be a little worker bee laying on their desk or in a file. And one day they'd call me, and they have. They call me, hey, can I still have this proposal? Or a business card or a brochure. Those are worker bees. But I also think networking steps that we take, things that we do for people without any expectation of a return, paying it forward, as they say, I think that's a worker bee too. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, and yet I think, again, you have to look at it as, again, giving. You know, you're helping, you're giving. Be consistent. But you do have to work at it. You know, when people say, well, there's so much work in the word network, I said, well, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Would you agree? So it's about taking those steps, being consistent. And you know what? I don't get tired from networking, because to me it's curiosity, it's learning, and we learn from everybody. And some people might say, oh, I don't like this person or that person. You know, we're all wired different. We all have different personality styles. However, we can all learn from someone else. Even someone we don't like or respect, we learn what not to do. So we always have a learning and a curiosity opportunity and component. So I, you know what? I say, if you do that every day, it's like giving compliments. If you put 5 pennies in your right-hand pocket and during the day give a strength-centered compliment to 5 different people, and every time you do it, put a penny in the other pocket. At the end of the day, you come home and all your pennies are in the other pocket. You know what? You feel good because you made someone else feel good, and it's not manipulation, and it's not any kind of negative
thing. It could just be well done. Someone waits on me at a restaurant or at a store, I tell them, well done. So, you know what? Sometimes I go get their manager. I'll say, is your manager here? They'll say, oh, my God, what have I done? I said, just get your manager and bring him over. And they'll get the manager come over, and I'll say, that person right there, they did a good job.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But sometimes if they don't do a good job, I also talk to the manager, and my family hates that. My family hates that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They don't
right?
like it when I do that when they're there. but you're right about that. I mean, if you all you gotta do is say good job, well done. Thanks for the effort, whatever, right? To people you hardly know.
Oh, and you know, I do that all the time when I'm on the phone with all the, you know, the call centers and things like that. Very often I'll say to somebody, you know, I'd love to talk to your manager and tell them what a great job and how much you helped me during this experience.
I've done that.
You made it very pleasant. And, you know, people are like delighted, because usually they get the opposite. And, you know, I'm never going to see that person or something, but they're going to go home or have the rest of their day with a little bit of a more kick in their step, because someone took the time to say that. Just like, you know how I am, and you are the same way with handwritten notes. Personal notes. It takes no time to do them, but it makes such a difference in people's lives when they get something in the mail. Remember the U.S. Post Office?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's one more thing. There's one more thing that you can do, even just face-to-face. Say someone's name. There's no sweeter sound on a person's ear than their own name. And
you know, I was a Dale Carnegie instructor for years, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that Mr. Carnegie would always say, the sweetest sound of someone is hearing the sound of their own name, which is why very often I might say to somebody, you know, tell me your name and how do you pronounce your name? Now, in your name, Jim, it's a hard one, right? However.
Not like Nuremberg at all, right?
Uh-uh. Yeah, no, right, exactly. However, people might say, well, what if the person's name is Rick or Scott? Well, I know a Rick that spells it R-I-C and another right. one that spells it, his name Scott, S-C-O-T. And they remember that. But always ask somebody, tell me your name again. You know, people love that when you say
Well, here's
name.
An experiment. Here's an experiment I'd like to recommend to people. When you're being waited on by at a restaurant especially, because you're going to be with this person for 20 or 30 minutes, if you can see their name on their badge, say their name, or if you you can't see it, ask them their name, and notice what happens instantaneously after you say their name or after you ask for their name. Immediately, man or woman, their smile will come from ear to ear.
Yes, that's so true.
And you're going to be. I do that selfishly because I'm going to get better service now, Andrea.
I know, but you know what? But the reality is because it's so true because. People always remember that. It's so easy to do. Yep. And when you smile at somebody, I call it smize. Smile with your eyes. People can tell if it's a genuine smile or a phony smile.
Folks,
right?
let's start doing this. Make a pact to start doing this with me and Andrea, and we'll maybe set the world on a little bit better course. Hey, Andrea, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Andrea, NurembergGroup.com, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Jim.
Thank
I love you. You're the best.
Yeah, I love you, too. Take care of yourself. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
I told you we'd learn something when Andrea joined us, and so we did. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.